You know, Nationwide agents are all personal lines, life insurance, really a multi-line insurance agency. And I lost the spark and just got really frustrated with some things that were happening and went out and we started looking at different opportunities and ended up finding a commercial cleaning business that was already 5 or 6 years tenured. And
welcome to Beyond Clean with Ace. In the world of commercial cleaning, newcomers and seasoned professionals know we're more than just toilets, windows, and floors. We're just like everyone else with diverse interests in everything. And over the past 7 seasons, tens of thousands have discovered engaging, thoughtful, and truly game-changing knowledge here. Whether you're a facility manager, a frontline staff member, or a building services contractor, we're here to help you grow both personally and professionally. So hit that subscribe button and share with others because we're all about enhancing lives in healthy, positive, and proactive ways. Now let's join Dave Thompson, Director of the Academy of Cleaning Excellence, your host here at Beyond Clean with Ace.
Hello everyone, this is Dave Thompson. I am your host here at Beyond Clean with Ace, where we talk about everything that's in the cleaning industry and sometimes what's even not in the cleaning industry. Because you know what? Those people that have a life of cleaning toilets and washing windows and scrubbing your floors, hey, we also have life and we do other things other than just cleaning. But today, I'm not traveling too far away from my home base here. I'm just going to go up the coast a little bit and we're going to talk to somebody that has a cleaning business today. And if everything goes right, there is picture. I don't know. Can I hear you, Paul?
Hey, good morning, everyone. Paul MacArthur, EcoClean of the Carolinas.
Hey, it's great to have technology work. And we're both on the same side of the states, not too far apart. So the weather should be about the same where you're at.
Charlotte, North Carolina is a little cool when I went outside first thing early in the morning. Felt great.
Ah, well, hey, you know that you asked me before we got on there how my weekend in Florida was. And I go, it's about the same as it always is because it doesn't change a whole lot down here in Florida.
I bet. Good spot.
Okay. So, you know what? I met you on LinkedIn. You did some posting and I said, hey, you want to come on the show? And you said, yeah. You don't have any idea what you're in for, though, do you?
No, sir. I said, Dave, what are we going to talk about? So wherever the conversation takes us.
Well, you know, that's the thing is, and as I say, Beyond Clean with Ace is, you know what, we don't do only floors and toilets and windows. We have a life. So that's why I said, you talk about it, I'll follow you. We both have a few years behind our face, I think.
Well, and I'm newer in the cleaning business compared to a veteran like yourself, Dave, but we've been in it 7 years, I believe, and it's the best thing that's happened in our working career. My background, I had an insurance agency with Nationwide Insurance.
Yeah, I did see that. Now, that was going to be one of my questions if you didn't go there. Insurance to cleaning toilets. Wow, what a joke.
It's crazy. And, you know, Nationwide agents are all personal lines, life insurance, really a multi-line insurance agency. And I lost the spark. And just got really frustrated with some things that were happening and went out and we started looking at different opportunities and ended up finding a commercial cleaning business that was already 5 or 6 years tenured and purchased it. SBA loan, had to go through the SBA process, which was always a little bit tricky, but 7 years later, we're rolling in this. You know, however I can soak up knowledge every day. There's a lot to learn and certainly don't know it all, but we've built a nice cleaning book of business and continuing to grow.
Okay, so you lost the spark in selling insurance. And what's interesting is my brother has been selling insurance with Aflac for a lot of years. And you know what? He kind of said the same thing. I kind of lost the spark. It's just a job now. I don't like it. It's a job.
Well, you know, with Nationwide, it was home, cars, life, health. It was the whole gamut of insurance products. And, you know, just worked all the time, worked into the evenings. And I'm like, there's got to be a better way. And anyway, we got on a service business, facilities, you know, building service contractor, and started out with really drinking from a fire hose of knowing how to run a business but not knowing anything about facilities and commercial cleaning. And, you know, obviously, as you start any business, your number one thing is your team, your employees, your staff, your folks out in the field, your cleaning techs, and then internally, you know, getting all those pieces put together.
Yeah. I mean, now I think there's probably some facilities managers that are listening to you right now going, wait a minute. We work at nights and we work at weekends. You jump from one thing into the other one.
Very good point. This business is 7 days a week. So anybody that's interested in looking at a career in commercial cleaning, it's every day is 7 days a week. And, you know, it was both this past weekend, Saturday and Sunday, our team worked on, you know, things that are happening today and things that we had to get accomplished to make sure everything goes well today. And that's okay. We're in a good position. Our three girls are out of the household, and we've got good partners and good teammates.
Okay. So does the family work with you? Have you got all the family?
My spouse, Holly. Holly is involved. She's my business partner internally in reference to payroll and invoicing and the accounting side of it. Couldn't do it without her, that's for sure. She's a very valuable asset.
Well, anybody that's run a business, I got to say, Paul, they know that that is as just as important as all the rest of it.
Yes, sir, for sure. And, you know, we built the team from there because literally 7 years ago we started, you know, we bought a book of business. And my job's always been on the outside, going to visit accounts, going to visit clients, doing the walkthroughs on new opportunities, and working with, you know, our clients, working with the property managers, working with facilities, and, you know, then figuring out how to get involved and with the different organizations, you know, IFMA and BOMA of Charlotte. And where we've grown, Dave, is, you know, we now handle the Carolinas. We can, our coverage area is North Carolina and South Carolina with accounts in Virginia and Virginia and Georgia. So it's all going well, and we get new opportunities, and we figure out how to get the right team in there and get them going.
You know, I'm looking here at your website, folks. If you're watching on the video, you can see that. If you're on the podcast, we've got the link for EcoClean's website. But, you know, one of the interesting things when I saw this, I'm like, hey, there's the name of my show, Beyond Clean, down there. I had to, it caught my eye, of course. I had to go look at that. But, you know, I think it's interesting how you say that employees are the important part. Your wife does the accounting. You do the sales outside.
Sales, that's right.
You know, I think somebody that's, you know, there's a lot of people starting in this cleaning industry. You bought a book of business. I'm curious, how large is your business now compared to what it was seven, 8 years ago?
We probably bought a book of business very small, $400,000. And now we're certainly over $2 million and close to $3 million. So it's grown, and, you know, it's a marathon. So we've grown it every year, had great growth, certainly picking up new business, new accounts, all commercial cleaning. But remember, with commercial cleaning, there's a lot involved. You know, we do the full gamut, you know, one-stop shop, the window cleaning, pressure washing, all the floor services, the stripping and waxing. You know, we have a truck mount for steam cleaning carpet, construction cleans. So there's really no facility. We try to do it, and we figure out how to get it serviced, and we've got the right teams to do that.
You know, I think that's the interesting thing. People think about this as we just do toilets and windows, but, you know, there is a lot of disciplines because we don't have just one type of business. We're not an assembly line. We have everything, and there's not a business on the planet that can't use your services.
That's exactly right. And the service business, if anybody out there is, you know, looking at new opportunities and new careers, you can't ever go wrong with the service business. As Dave mentioned at the beginning, you know, cleaning toilets is not something that office employees and office teams want to do. And there's a need for that. And that need is by commercial cleaning companies. And hey, as my good friend Ricky says, with Rosalotta Services, empower the cleaning industry. And there's a lot of help out there. You know, usually cleaning businesses and cleaning companies are very helpful, and they want to help you. There's plenty of business out there. There's plenty of opportunities. And reach out to other cleaning companies in your area. Reach out to Jan Sand Companies. They're all willing to help. They all want to provide their assistance. And a lot of times you can partner. We've found really good partners, Dave, in this business. And what I mean by that, you know, there's a lot of accounts, some national accounts that we just can't go call on them by knocking on their door or sending them an email. And we work with some great national partners in St. Louis, in Phoenix, in Chicago. And those bigger commercial cleaners, that they need help, and certainly in the states that we operate out of, North Carolina and South Carolina. And with that, you know, we're an affiliate partner. It's a better word than a subcontractor, but we have done really well with some big national companies in reference to our accounts here in the Carolinas.
So how did you get hooked up doing that then?
It's always interesting. You know, you're always wondering how, one, and I like to reference him because I've learned so much from Rosalotta Services and Ricky and his team, and Dominique and Julian and Alex, their whole team. It was a Saturday, probably 5 years ago, scrolling through the commercial cleaning forum on Facebook. And there's some good, really commercial forums, cleaning forums on the Facebook, on Facebook. And I saw where Ricky had posted an ad for an account in Greensboro that he needed it staffed 5 days a week, a medical account. And we communicated on that Saturday, and then on Monday, communicated again. And next thing I know, I'm meeting his team in Greensboro, and we start handling this account. It's just grown from there. The other ones are always interesting. Yeah, I probably found them on the Facebook Marketplace, or they found me through our website, or just through however folks find each other. But some really great partnerships, folks that care, they want to see you succeed, they want to be successful, and they want you to be successful. So,
well, that's the new form of networking, isn't it?
It really is. You know, we are members of the different organizations here in Charlotte, with BOMA Charlotte and IFMA, and go to their meetings. And sometimes, look, there's a lot of cleaning businesses. There's not a long list of, you know, cleaning, commercial cleaning companies.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to break in with those property managers. It's hard to break in with the facility managers. It's hard to break in, and you go and you get your name out there and your brand, but, you know, it's not Nike. And however you can sell and promote, and we celebrate the wins. You know, I mean, in this business, you can get a negative email and find out you're going to lose an account. But remember all the good that you do, because you can get down on yourself and down in a lot of ways in this business. But every time something good happens, remember that's from the work you've put into what you've done. And we're very, very proud of our business, and, you know, slow growth, but need to be bigger than we are, certainly. And but, you know, once you get to 1 million, you want 2 million. And now that you're at 2 million, you want to get to 3 million. And
so how many employees does that take out there, technicians that take out there?
Well, so depends on the account. We probably have, 10, 20, you know, I'm going to say 30 employees. And we also work with some subcontractors on some of our accounts, depending on where they're located and how quick we got to get them up and running. But we have a good network, a team, and we know we can find cleaning techs through our different avenues, and you find them in interesting places. You know, again, I mentioned the Facebook Marketplace for commercial cleaning forums, but shoot, you go to the right areas in some of these towns and cities where you have accounts, and post an ad and speak to the people, and you can get a team, and then just do their backgrounds check and get them rolling.
So I noticed that on your website, you mentioned a number of different things, and you know, being that I teach certified education here in Florida, I have to ask, you mentioned certified people, where they get that certification from. I was looking through the website. I couldn't find any of that there.
In reference to certified cleaning techs?
Yes, sir.
All of our cleaning techs are commercial cleaning techs. In every account, we work with them the first 2 weeks. So we don't ever put any account in a facility just starting up. So we train them and work with them. And again, everybody that we have on board has been in the commercial cleaning industry. I mean, we work with a couple of our guys here say, oh yeah, I used to work with that person at this account, you know, before we were in the business. I'm not going to say it recycles, but it's a big industry, you know. Besides the government, I think the cleaning industry employs the number two, second in the country behind the government in number of employees out there servicing commercial cleaning accounts.
Well, you know, I don't want to get into this a big time, but, you know, I hear a lot of people that say their people are certified cleaning technicians, and I wonder where they got that certification from. I've been in this industry for more than a couple decades, and, you know, hey, we all started with a mop and a broom and a bucket, but somewhere along the way, I learned for myself, and why I teach here at the Academy is, you know, there's a difference between what we learn from on the job and actually certified professional development. You've found that out?
Well, before we hire them, we bring them on board and train them the way we want it cleaned. And we've learned a lot through the different companies we partnered with and what their expectations are. And our training is our certification. So there's efficiencies, there's way to do it. You know, there's steps in the process that make accounts run smoother by how you train your team and how you train your cleaning techs.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if it isn't for them, you would have no business.
100%. They are the backbone. But this is a relationship business. Never forget that in reference to accounts and going out and meeting clients and, you know, each month going to check on not only the clients during the day, but, you know, we also have somebody that goes in the evening, because it's a thankless job. You know, who gives the cleaning tech a high five? Who pats your cleaning tech on the back? So one of our supervisors, I'll say the quality control on this one, is they go into these different accounts at night and double check from the scope of work, and really just to support our teams that are in these accounts to make sure everything's going well. But again, the people business is the accounts that you have and making sure you're staying in contact with them either through email or text and making sure everything's going well, and then going to see them in person. So that's, again, why 7 days a week and not a 9-to-5 job.
No, it's not a 9-to-5. A matter of, well, it may be 9-to-5, 9 in the evening, 5 in the morning, but.
There you go. That's right, Dave. But from where we started and where we've grown, it's been very exciting. I mean, it's, you know, the one of the words that's used in our industry is empower the cleaning industry. And you're very proud because you're giving their, look, most of these folks that clean for us are part-time. They're not full-time. They're going into accounts. You know, we still have 1 day a week accounts, and don't be shy of those. As my accountant says, you keep stacking those 1 day a week accounts up,
right?
And you're just fine. As long as the revenue's fine, the profit's where it needs to be, your numbers make sense. I mean,
I was just ready to say, you know, hey, I know that it was decades ago when I ran mine, but those once a week jobs can be very profitable, man.
Oh, big time. I mean, there's still a point that you have to, you know, new vacuum cleaner, new mop bucket, you know, your supplies, your chemicals, et cetera. But look, you got to cross sell in this business. You need to sell paper consumables, sell your other services, make it a one-stop shop that everything's inclusive as to what you offer and that account needs. I mean, they're going to need window washing. They're going to need pressure washing. At some point in time, they're going to need their floor scrubbing and, you know, carpet cleans. So don't let anything, figure out how to do it, learn how to do it, and make sure you have the right teams that can professionally do it.
You know, I have a bidding class, and it's astounding to me how many businesses have started or been in business and never really took a professional class on how to bid. They've just done it by the seat of their pants. And I think one of the interesting things that you said, and just point this out to the listeners, is, you know, 60% of the businesses in this industry don't make it past 5 years.
So if I go back a minute, Dave, as to when I was an insurance agent, and it was time to make a change, you know, it, where I am in my career and with my age, feel young and healthy, but, I'll say my back was against the wall with no plan B. And when that happens, you figure out how to make it happen. And if you hard work and you have some smarts, and again, your team's so important. And, you know, I'll shout out to our team. You know, we got Lori and Susie and Holly and Ryan. And Ryan's a new partner. He was a prior banker, Ryan Patterson, and part of our team. He's been a great asset. Really understands what we're doing and how we need to grow, and has helped with the analytics of looking at numbers and looking at where accounts are and what equipment cost, what supplies cost, and where we need to be on bidding. But heck, Dave, I need to take that class, because I don't think there's a magic bullet of when you're bidding and where exactly you need to be. I mean, you know where your margins need to be, but there's a fine line between winning opportunities and making money and ringing the bell, or do you just want to ring the bell, but the profit's not right? And if you get into a bad account where the money's not there, it just doesn't work well. If you cannot pay your team well enough, they're going to come in on skates. They're going to come in on two wheels, run through that scope of work, and they're going to be complaints. Your client's not going to be happy. So our A number one now is making sure our team is paid well. And, you know, some accounts are smaller than others in reference to the revenue or the profit margins. But it's very, very important to understand that aspect. And it all starts with bidding.
Well, and that's what I teach in that bidding class too, Paul, is, you know, that if you don't know your numbers, and you're not putting the numbers in the right category as you build that bid, when it comes time for like the renewal, or it comes time, you know, to have that contract negotiation, you go, well, wait a minute, what's going on here? You know, I was doing a podcast with a gentleman, and I learned some things from him. That's what podcasting is, kind of the networking of the new age. That's what we're doing here today. But, you know, his whole thing is profit first. And so in our bidding class, we actually have him, we pipe him in through a StreamYard, just like we're doing here today. And he talks with the class about how to set up the right bank accounts when you start your business. And a whole new way of doing things. You know, there's some things that don't change, but there's other things that we can learn. I think that's what you've been talking about today, is learning from all the different people and all the advantages we have today to run our business.
Well, 100%. And you learn from a lot of folks. You know, I learn a lot from our teams. It's very important for us to ask our teams, you know, what do they need? What do they want? What makes them more efficient? Any other business owner, it doesn't even need to be in the commercial cleaning space. Reach out to them, ask them, you know, what have they done to be successful? And make sure, you know, at these different associations that you're members of, and I would stress to try to be members of, you know, Bowman. Look, the national ones, ISSA, BSCAI, and BSACI and ISSA are getting ready to have their, you know, their national conference convention in Las Vegas. Some of our team's going, I am not going, but Actually, we're sending a couple of our supervisors this year. They need to get away from Charlotte and have a few days off. And I'm sending them out there this year, and they're going to be in Las Vegas. But all these different folks, these professionals, whether they be in the commercial cleaning facilities business or not, you can learn from. We just met with somebody in the landscaping business. We just met with a general contractor, and how they've done it and how they've become successful. And listen to them. I mean, don't create anything new. Copy something that somebody's already doing. Just copy. There is a lot of knowledge out there and a lot of experience out there. And again, as I mentioned earlier, people want to help you and try to partner with them. And, you know, we reach out all the time. There's one of the bigger players in North Carolina, the Bud Group out of Winston-Salem, not scared to say it. Their team's awesome. You know, we've met with those guys. There's a SEJ Services in Charleston. Chris, I mean, those guys, they understand they might need our resources and our services one day.
Well, there's always room for more than one cleaning service. I mean, you know, there's a lot of clients. There's a lot of buildings out there. So, you know, I know whenever I was doing it, you know, we knew each other. We were kind of a community. We helped each other. And I think that, you know, here we are. I ran my business in the 80s. Here we are, you know, 40 years later. It hasn't changed in the fact that it's still about people and it's still about helping each other.
Exactly right. Yep, very good point, Dave. And, you know, the knowledge of folks like yourself have, and Ed's down in Florida, you know, he does the Wednesday morning coffee. Pick up on these things. You learn tidbits every day. And, you know, I want to soak it up. It doesn't matter where we stand in our business. We've done it for 7 years and we have a good grasp on it. But every day you want to grow and get bigger. Because I will say in this business, when I mentioned celebrate the wins, you know, ring the bell, because you are going to lose business. I've seen it on LinkedIn. I've seen some really big commercial cleaning businesses that, you know, mentioned that they've lost an account. And it's going to happen. And you can't help what somebody else does. You know, you can't control that. And control your controllables. And the way you do that is get up every morning and figure out the best opportunities to try to go after and know what's your bread and butter and what you're good at, and continue to grow.
So give us an example of one of your big wins. I mean, you know, and now that you've got to have a couple of them that, man, you are just, you know, that was a good one. And it still is.
It still is. And that's a great point. I'd say we just picked up some restaurants, and they've got the franchise rights for 12 locations in North Carolina. And we've worked that since June, and we just won it last week. And it's been ongoing, you know, constant going to visit with the folks that run the restaurant, and you know, tweaking our scope of work. We even offered and did a one night clean. You know, restaurants, you can't get into midnight. It's tough work. There's 7 nights a week.
Oh, you just really went to the whole of it, man. You know, went to the midnight to 8 o'clock in the morning, and you went weekends. I mean, rather I got another guy, we're going to be talking about restaurant cleaning, and that's all he does.
All he does. Wow.
Yeah, that's all he does. I mean, you know, that's it. And so every time I see a LinkedIn post, it's always at night, you know, under the lights and that.
I'm sure.
Man, you really hit the mother lode there. Right. I mean, if you're not energized with that, you're dead.
Isn't that the truth? Because again, you can't get in until midnight. Your teams need to be out by 5 a.m. because the restaurant staff starts coming back in. And, you know, you got to find that individual that's willing to be 7 nights a week.
Well, and you got to have a supervisor that supervises that. And thing is you can't have equipment running and breaking down because you got a short window.
A very short window. And, you know, there's one account and it's 6 days a week. So folks out there can probably guess what's only open 6 days a week. And there's a many of mornings that, you know, their team's coming in and we're still on site. And we've tried to tweak it, but, you know, you can't get into, I keep saying the word midnight, but that's just the truth. But
yeah, one's coming in and the other one's trying to push out.
That's right, Dave. And look, so celebrate the win. So this one that we worked on since June and just won, we're real proud of it. It's been hard work, lots of meetings, constant meetings. And, You know, our big thing is we do use Swept janitorial app, and I know a lot of other commercial cleaning businesses have different janitorial apps. We use Swept, and we put our clients on Swept. You know, we're not saying Swept is it's really a picture taken app. Yeah. We use it, you know, CYA, but our teams are on it and they take pictures each night. Don't ask a whole lot of pictures, 6, 7, or 8 of different areas that they clean, but we recommend putting our clients on the Swept janitorial app so they can see what we're doing and they know that we've been in there at night. And if they just communicate with you, if they text you back, email you back, that's a good client. These clients that don't respond, kind of go dark on you, go crickets on you, they're very difficult to work with. And it's just like, not all business is good business. Well, that's the truth. There is some business that you don't want. I mean, they just are not willing to help you.
I would just go tell you, you know what? Not every opportunity needs to be my client.
There you go. That's exactly right. And you find that out. And usually when, you know, you separate, it might sting that first day, but it's probably a good thing that it hadn't worked out because it just hadn't been communication. The vibe just wasn't right on it. But look, we got mighty good clients. And
So are you happier with these types of clients like this, or are you happier with that 5-night-a-week janitorial contract that, you know, you do all of that? Or do you like to do the specific things in different places?
That's a great question. You know, earlier in our career, we would rather have the 5-night-per-week account because we realized then that, hey, Monday through Friday, we got teams in there. And a lot of the Friday night teams go in on Saturday if approved by the client. But now that our team's grown and we have more folks that can do some of this work that I know is behind it. So, and I mentioned his name, Ryan, he's very, very involved with all of our accounts, and he's taken up a lot of the, you know, I mean, one company said, sometimes you got to fire yourself from certain job duties, job responsibilities. So my man Rhino's picked up on helping out on some of these accounts that are 7 nights and, you know, relieved me so I can do other things in reference to the business to help it grow.
Right. And that's part of having a team, as you mentioned, along with this, Paul, is knowing everybody has strengths and weaknesses and putting the right people in the right place. And that changes as you grow. Because when you did the 5-night-a-week,
exactly right.
When you did the 5-night-a-week account, and now you're moving to this, it's going to be different.
You know, every day, just find, if you can find great hires and better prospects, and you learn that. Because when you first start, you're willing to take on anything, but you learn as you grow who's good to work with, who's good to partner with. And it's just really worked out well for us and how EcoClean the Carolinas has grown our book of business for commercial cleaning.
So how much of the business is like floor care versus office care, pressure washing? I mean, kind of give us an idea.
Well, that's a great question. And you always want to do, because we've got the teams to do more of the specialty floor work and carpet. But 80% of our business, maybe 90% of our business, is commercial cleaning. The one-offs that we are doing, you know, needs to be more.
Okay.
Look, we just picked up, and I am changing a little bit here, but as different avenues to earn revenue, we've bought a dump truck and branded it because we found out there's a lot of different companies out there that need junk removal and hauling and, you know, sand, dirt, rock, you name it. So we've picked up a dump truck and got it branded, just looking for different sources of revenue. And in the service business, you can go a bunch of different avenues to grow tentacles to pick up new profit.
You know, I did a podcast with a gentleman several years ago now that said, you know, while all of you guys are doing all that, I'm just going to go around and do my parking lots.
Interesting.
And literally all that he does is he has a broom and a dustpan and cleans parking lots in the morning. He said by the time he goes around and walks the parking lot, he says, I get my exercise, I pick up the litter. I make my money. He says, I put three kids through college and I've got a triple figure income.
Isn't that interesting? I mean, that's what I mean. There's so many different avenues. And, you know, we've seen some of these parking lot cleaning companies in there early in the morning. So I know they're out there and, you know, more power to them. Look, I've got a friend. Yeah,
but Paul, the thing is, if I had to listen to him, I said, parking lot clean. He says, no. I don't clean the parking lot. And I'm like, okay, I got to listen better. And he said, no, I just pick up the litter around the edges because the parking lot people don't.
Oh, wow. Look, we've served with all this, and I hadn't even mentioned it. We handle landscaping for some of our accounts. And it's new for us, but we got 5 or 6 landscaping accounts, maybe 7 or 8. And one account we just picked up on the landscaping was the doggy poop stations and the litter. They had hired we cleaned the building. They had a janitorial team. We're the janitorial team. They had a landscaping team, and they had a third team that came by and picked up the any litter on their grounds and handled emptying the poop stations. I'm like, we can handle that with the landscaping. So that's how we picked up that business. So very good point, Dave.
You know, I think, and that's the thing, and you know, that's what I like about doing these podcasts, folks. You know, if you listen to these podcasts, we've been doing them for 7 years. Somebody said, "Well, I cannot remember the name of all the people and all the stuff. I remember the instance, right? Like this, right. But I keep saying, go back to my podcast, check them out, because there's a lot of different people, and this is a great thing about doing podcasting. Is that networking that we can do like this. And we found each other on LinkedIn. Here we're talking. I mean, I know several of the people. I know Swep. I know Ricky. I know Ed. You know, we all know each other. But interesting thing you said, copy. I'd rather say repurpose.
There you go. Repurpose. I like that word. Thank you, Dave.
The thing about it is, it's not new to the cleaning industry, but we take it. We kind of manipulate it a little bit. We use it for our purpose. And that's why I call it repurpose. I'm not copying what you do, but I'm going to do it my little tweak. And hey, as long as everybody wins.
That's right. And again, there's plenty of business out there. You know, I've talked to the Bud Group, which is our biggest commercial facility company in North Carolina. And they're big in the Southeast, but you know, that's one of the things they said. And I know guys in the C-suite with them, so we have a good relationship. And they're like, hey, there's plenty of business. Go out there and find it. You know, the type of accounts we're going after won't be what you're going after. And certainly here in Charlotte, you know, these downtown high-rises for Charlotte, we know the company's cleaning them, but there's a lot of single-tenant buildings and other opportunities. And, you know, the hard thing in this business for different folks starting out is, how do you get new business? How do you find new accounts? Well, you got to have a good marketing plan, no doubt about it. And with the marketing plan comes a lot of follow-up. And then certainly, you know, use social media. That's what's out there right now. Social media is very important. And, you know, you can get certainly folks to help you with the social media and post different ads. And there's companies out there that can do it. And, we're excited for what lies ahead and know that we need to continue to grow. And with that, look, and Dave, you said from the beginning, this isn't all about cleaning. You know, it's you better eat right, you better exercise, and you better get your rest. And those three things as part of having a family, because it's not all about commercial cleaning, is, you know, the health of you. And as you continue to get older, and that's all with sleep, eat, and exercise. And that's very important. And we do a lot of it internally, so of exercise, that is.
Well, maybe some of us do more than others. I'll tell you, over the last 3 years, I've gotten better at it than I was. I know we're running on our time, and it's a Monday, and a lot of things going on. So I appreciate your time to talk with us and maybe give some insight. You said that you're 2 mil going for 3, but I got to believe you've got a future goal. Knowing what you've been doing, you have a goal somewhere. You mind sharing?
Don't mind at all. You know, I think a good mark for us is 10 million. So got the bandwidth to do it and the team to do it. With that, it's going to come hard work. But with that, you know, these one day a week accounts that I mentioned, they're great. They're good revenue. You know, we've got to figure out, and we're speaking of that right now, how to find these bigger accounts. And they certainly just don't come to you. So it's networking. It's getting involved in the area that you live and communicate. And so we'll see. You might have to come back to me on that day, but we'd like to be 10 million. We've seen other teams do it. We've seen other companies do it. And, you know, there's a I don't know if you've had him on. There's a gentleman that cleans out of Louisville, Kentucky, John Disselkamp. And John's inspiration is to where he is in his career with commercial cleaning. And there's no magic bullet. So don't think it's that easy, because it's not easy. It's hard work. But it's interesting how you pick up business, whether it be restaurants or medical healthcare or, you know, class A office space. They're out there. You just got to figure it out.
So what's the time frame on that 10 mil?
It needs to happen in the next 10 years. Well, shorter than that, Dave. I think we can get there in the next 5 years, to be honest.
Okay. So yes, you know, sir. What? I plan to be around in 5 years. So if nothing else, I'll keep following you. We'll keep checking.
That'd be great.
I said I plan to be here for another 5 years, so we'll check back.
Perfect. Good, good. And, you know, look, weekends and enjoy. There's a lot, you know, college football, pro football, there's make sure it's not all work, and everybody needs to know there's other things that you got to relieve yourself from work. So even though we, you know, eat, sleep, cleaning, there is other things that you can do to release from the commercial cleaning that you run every day.
Okay, so you're leading me right to my last two questions before I let you go, Paul. You didn't know it, but you were, unless you've listened to my podcast before, maybe you know.
I've listened to some of them. Yes, sir, Dave.
Where were you born?
Eastern North Carolina, proud of it, Fayetteville, so home of Fort Bragg. My dad was an architect. He was never in the military, but Fort Bragg is really the heart of Fayetteville, and grew up in Eastern North Carolina. So I'm a native North Carolinian. My business partner's from Rocky Mount. She's a native North Carolinian. And, you know, I call Charlotte's concrete jungle, because where I grew up was more farming, fields, you know, green, pastures, cows, hunting, fishing, which are my passions, the hunting and fishing. And every opportunity I can to get back to Eastern North Carolina, I try to do it, because I love it and truly miss it. But Charlotte's our home. It's where we've raised our three girls, and a lot to do here with a lot of buildings to clean.
Well, you know what? If you ever want to get on the podcast again and just talk about a bunch of all that stuff, that's why I call it Beyond Clean, because we'll talk about that. Today's with basically cleaning. But you know what? You're always welcome to come back, and we'll talk about all that. I have one other question for you, Paul.
All right, Dave.
What's on your personal, not business-wise, on your personal bucket list for next year, 24?
Personal bucket list for 2024. That's a great question. Well, right off the bat, we closed on a new home last week. We're moving the end of January, February. So
okay, well, that's a good start.
We're downsizing, Dave. Our three girls are out of the house, and we're moving to a smaller house. So I think anybody, and, you know, I am age 60. Anybody that's my age, you got to work on your health, your nutrition, your exercise program. So in 2024, every day, I want to be smarter. The book, Younger Next Year, it's a great book, Younger Next Year. You know, lift weights. I'd lift weights 2 days a week. I do cardio 3 days a week. So I'm going to say in 2024, my goal is to be in better shape than I am in today.
Well, you know what? I have to, you know, hey, you know, there's, it's interesting when you really ask these questions, start delving into the, you know, what's behind the scenes of cleaning. You know, I just turned 66. I downsized from my 2,100 square foot house in Missouri to a 400 square foot trailer.
Really? In Orlando?
And live in Orlando. So, you know what people say, what'd you do? I said, You know, I wanted to decomplicate and de-stress my life. You know, as I go into these years, I love doing this, helping people, talking about things like this. And, you know, you asked a question, what are we going to talk about? See, we had no problem talking 45 minutes, did we?
No, sir. That went quick and easy, too. So, Dave, I'd be interested. I don't want to say leave with this, but you're bidding. I think bidding is, and we've got a really good grasp of it. You know, what's the square footage? But you're not cleaning square footage. You're cleaning the things in that building.
Yeah.
But how long, what's the production rate? And look, we know all the different formulas, but sometimes it really comes down to how long will you be in here doing this scope of work? Is it going to be one cleaning tech or two? And we have a good idea of where we need to be, but if there's any skill I could sharpen, is always in reference to quoting and learning how to quote, because don't forget, you got to buy the equipment, you got to buy the chemicals, you got to buy everything that you need to manage and handle that account.
Well, you know, I'm not going to tell you that I've got anything that's fantastic. You know, I've just got a different repurpose of what everybody else is doing, right? My experiences, my stuff. You mentioned two of the people that I know very well, and I know that they got some of the same formulas that I use. But then I bring in Rocky, you know, with Profit First, and I bring in a couple of other people into it. And so what I do in that bidding class is it's not just a formula, it's how to put the right things in it. And one of the things that you mentioned during our time together today is details. If you don't know the details, everything fails. And this is so much problem with bidding. And I think the other thing is, the reason why I do what I do here at the Academy is I tell people none of the stuff that I teach is out of somebody else's book. This is my book. I have taken everything over 50 years of my career and all of the people that I've worked with and continue to work with, and I'm updating it all the time and renewing it. So it's not, you know, education is not a one and done thing. Education is something I continue to want to do until the day that I am not here anymore.
Boom.
And all I'm trying to do is bring it all together, keep repurposing that, bringing into the experiences and everything. You know, I work out of a janitorial supply house. The nice thing about it is it gives me the opportunity to get my hands on anything that I want to. I have no person or system or product that binds me to anything. So it gives me the autonomy to help people in the best way I can. And that's all I can do.
There you go. I like that, Dave. Well, try to keep the main thing, because the main thing is what's going to keep you going. So,
and you know what that is, folks? And if you've been on my podcast before, you know about it. If you've been on our website, you know about that too. But my purpose is to keep the frontline technician healthy and safe.
Boom. Yes, sir. That's a great ending. And then my response on that is we make sure we pay our teams well. We understand that if they're not paid well, the account's not going to work. And you get into a bad account, it just doesn't work out well. And that's when there's not enough money on it, not enough revenue. So blessings.
Well, I think, folks, you can tell that we had no problem talking for 45 minutes. But if you want to hear more, just reach out to me. Paul, you're always welcome to come back on the podcast whenever you want to talk. I'd be glad to. But there's two reasons, folks, that I asked the two questions I did. We now know Paul is a proud North Carolinian. We know that now. I mean, you know, that's ingrained. I could tell by the tone of his voice.
Tar Heels.
The other thing is, we also know that he's getting ready to downsize and life is going to change in 2024. Now, what we don't know is what's going to happen after that. And the reason I say that, folks, is make sure that between now and the next time we talk with you, you keep it healthy, positive, and proactive.
Perfect.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Dave. Take care. Appreciate you.